The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Talking about the rabbit holes we all fall into, who has the weirdest one? Like, what do you think the weirdest one we've heard so far? The lady mining in her basement's weird, but I'm also a little fascinated by that.
I want to know how deep she's gone.
I do, too. thanks, Tommy. Now I have minor girl in my search engine and have to explain that one to the cops. I hope you spelled it with an E, not an O.
Yeah. The key is spelling on that one. You know, there's two different ways to spell it.
This person, anything drone related, I can't stop watching. That's interesting. Somebody wrote and said, there's a black lab that I can't find the text now because they're coming in quickly, but there's a black lab that's funny and I watch it on YouTube and then I end up watching other videos of hilarious black labs and I loved it so much I bought a black lab. Highly influential.
I wonder if your black lab is as hilarious as the ones on YouTube.
It better
Almost
be.
Certainly not.
Disappointing.
Better be. No.
This text from Northeast Pennsylvania. I constantly live in a Corey Feldman rabbit hole. I can't get enough of what he does.
Wow, that's interesting.
It is.
Hmm.
This one. Feldman. My rabbit hole is watching old celebrity acceptance speeches. I watch three or four a day randomly.
Hmm. Okay.
Like from the Grammys in the 80s or the Oscars, the Emmys, whatever. A Tony, who knows?
Yeah, I think my rabbit hole is whatever just pops up in Facebook or Instagram. I will immediately go click on something, and then the next thing I know, I've watched a Johnny Carson interview, and that leads to something else, and that leads to something else. And I go, what am I doing? That's why I'm late to work sometimes. It is. I get those are the rabbit holes.
Text from the 731, police chase videos. I can't go to sleep until I watch two or three every night.
Those are fun.
Like, I wonder, do they have favorites? Like, oh, man, I know
Probably.
This one.
Maybe.
You know, where the guy flew out in the ditch and everything's fine.
Maybe.
1-800-947-3979. Mine, every time, zit popping and celebrity roast.
Oh, yeah.
So gross.
I was hooked on Dr. Pimple Popper for a while, a few years ago. It was like, how big is this blackhead that's going to come out of here?
I don't get it. It's so like, gross to me.
I know. I don't either. That is not something I would have ever thought that I would find any amount of enjoyment out of. But it's just, it's I think, the interest of the unknown. It's like, it looks so small to begin with. And then it's like, but it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
There's just so much more.
That's one of those times where it's like, I know it's time to log off, or I know that the algorithm is telling me I've been here too long. It's when I get to, like pimple popping or what are those people? The hoof shaving?
Oh, yeah. Farriers.
Farriers.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of farrier talk today.
I love farrier videos.
Gross.
Farrier videos have somehow morphed into ingrown toenail videos in my algorithm.
Oh, wow.
Everything Steve watches is gross.
Yeah, this is what my rabbit hole would never be. pimple popping, ingrown hairs. You see the ones too.
Ingrown
where,
toenails.
Or toenails, yeah.
Either ingrown anything. Oh, you see like the nail techs that do the videos that are really cool that all go down because they're painting and creating like Maitland's nails always look. Mm-hmm. And then you see the other ones where they're like cleaning up nasty hands. And I'm immediately like, who would watch this?
Steve, would you go down a rabbit hole watching people clean out like bathtub drains?
No. That's gross.
That's just too gross.
It's the same. Same category.
What am I, an animal?
But a blackhead or an ingrown anything is like a human bathtub drain. Like, that's what that is. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't try to shame me. You
I'm
just
not.
Talked
I just
about,
am
like,
so grossed out
the
by
lip
right
gloss
now.
On a girl eating chocolate or something.
That is so different from pulling poop out of your body. Well, pulling poop.
To each their own.
I mean. Got to get it out. This text, my rabbit hole is looking through random people's reviews on Google and Yelp.
Oh, I do love that.
There are people so unhinged, they review fast food places. If you go to a Taco Bell in rural Michigan, you're going to get Taco Bell. If you go to their Google, you will see people's reviews, and then you click on their name, and it shows all of the reviews for everything else, and you can see some really unhinged people that are always mad about everything. That is fun.
Yeah.
Because it does seem that if somebody reviews, most people who leave a bad review leave bad reviews everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
I did leave one bad review for a coffee shop that's super popular in America. And I've told y'all about this. It's gotten like thousands of likes. It's it's one of my favorite things about myself to tell people. You should see this review I left. Because I don't usually leave bad reviews. I will intentionally go out of my way if somebody's really good. But this one was so bad, I had to say something snarky, and people loved it. It's in Kokomo, actually. I think some of our listeners found it.
You attacked the Starbucks, the coffee place in Kokomo?
Yes, I did.
What did they do to you?
It took forever. I wrote the review while I was standing there and specifically said I could go to the Starbucks on the or this popular coffee chain.
Place. Yeah.
Yeah. Down like 5 miles and back and still not have my coffee. And I showed it to the employees. I was like, hey, I just wrote this. I'm not being like mean, but it's pretty funny how long this took.
Yeah.
And they did
I bet
not
you that's how
was,
they thought it.
They
wrote a funny review about how terrible you are at your job and you'll probably get in trouble for it.
Yeah, they're like, I just broke free from the Amish. Could you leave me alone, lady? I'm trying to figure out what coffee is.
Ooh. Trying to avoid a future building shed.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get out of that life.
This one, my favorite rabbit hole is customer complaints from mechanic shops. Where they show customer states.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You know, then you see some reason why.
Well, it'll be
you know.
Customer states, there was a slight grinding noise when turning left. And then they show the underside of the car, and there's like one wheel left, everything is rust.
Or where it's a noise that the customer can't figure out, and then it's just something hanging from one of the.
Yeah. It says, they said it was going wubbity, wubbity, wubbity.
Or the ones where they peel back all the lining on the inside and their car's just filled with acorns.
County jails have reviews, according to this person.
Okay.
That's pretty wild.
I like that. You spend the night there, you could be like, yeah. 5 stars, would recommend.
I suppose that would work.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to chumbacasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.